I'm only going to do one video on this Gaza thing, only because it's such a horrible hoax. It's terrible. So you have the hoax of the three teenagers, which did not happen. That did not happen. If you say it did, you're a liar. Then they have a response to something that did not happen, which of course isn't happening. And if you claim that people in Gaza are getting blown up by Israeli missiles, or that people in Israel are getting blown up by Palestinian missiles, you're a liar, and you haven't been watching. All of that's contrived, every bit of it. Every bit of conflict that you watch on the TV is contrived for you, specifically, because you need it. I read a comment today that said, unless you witness to death, you're a shill. Unless you say, oh, those people died, you're a shill. But you know what the problem is? Death is permanent. Death is real. People have names. You out there that just decide to see something on TV and then start to yell death to anyone that will listen to you are liars. You are responsible for every word that you speak. If you speak death, you had better be correct. In this case, you are not. No one died and no one got hurt. That's a fact.
A small mortar shell explodes on the roof of a building. It's an Israeli warning called a knock on the roof.
Okay, the code will be throughout the introduction. He'll say they have 57 seconds. That's going to be your 21 or 12, 777, going even back to the 3 if you reduce it back to the bell or the triangle or the cowbell. It's a story. It's a lie. It's not real.
In this video, 57 seconds elapsed before the building is hit by an Israeli airstrike. We have added the clock and the subtitles.
So I guess people at some point got tired of their family members passing away, their grandfather, their grandmother, this, that, and the other thing. There wasn't enough real loss in their life, so they decided to believe in ghost stories and Jewish fables. And one of the latest Jewish fables is that there's a Gaza operation and there's bombs going off. It's not happening. This is all done. This is all studio work. I want you to notice a few things, and I'm only going to do this once, because you can't have a war. You can't have a war. You can't have people dying and all this and then have me catch you in a lie. You can't do that. So I'm going to show you that this is fake, and then all the rest is fake. You proved your death, you ghouls.
The homeowner says he got a telephone call 15 minutes earlier warning him of the attack. An Israeli official has told Al Jazeera that families should receive knock-on-the-roof warnings several minutes in advance, not less than a minute.
Okay, did you see how he weaved the 6 into the 7, verbally? 6 into the 7. This is going to be a Zion. This is a mine weapon. 1, 2, 3, you're about to get bit.
The attack happening in just 57 seconds. At this point, we have not received confirmation if anyone was killed or injured in this attack.
Okay, following through this, first you'll notice that first scene in the back, which is separate from this. They call that the knock. That's a separate event happening. Okay, you can see that's lined up to the side of what they're showing you as a white building. Notice the angle. Notice the perception change between the forward building and the back building. That floating quality lets you know that's a floating camera. It's not a person, not a handheld camera. So it's a miniature set. That's a miniature set because the distance between the buildings in real life, i.e. at the miniature level, is not that far. Does that make any sense? You would have to take a few items on your desk and move them side to side, move your head side to side with them, you know, in the background, close, and then do it with them far apart. You'll see that the quality changes. There's a floating quality when it's a miniature. The second thing, how you know it's a miniature, is do you see these towels and laundry up here that are supposed to be out to dry? Do you notice that they're made to look like they're in the wind and that they're blowing, but they never move, not once, because they are placed there to look like they're moving in the wind, but they never do move. This back here, okay, this is more like if you've ever made a diorama in a shoebox. These are different layers, and you can tell by the distance when the person moves the camera that it's not a real street by the way the buildings react and move, and your perception seems to almost make you feel dizzy sometimes, the way that it waves. It's just because you're dealing with a very small space that you're trying to present a big event in. It's a play on your perception. So all of this stuff has to match. Otherwise, your eye sees the problem. And I'm going to show you a few places where there's a problem. Okay. With this side, the explosion that people are calling an explosion that killed people, and it didn't. No one died. No one got hurt. Is coming from the bottom. This is not a missile, for sure, because a missile would come from the air. Even if it was fired from the ground, it would have to come from the air down, top to bottom. So then let's again look at the full explosion reel, and you can see this is just junk. That's not sitting on top of a real roof. You can see the coloring is all new. It's all just been placed there. It's all small modeling. Right here, you can see that first one went off. That's a completely different layer. It's back of this one. And now what you're going to see when this goes off is it blows from the bottom right here. Do you see that? If this was a normal building, do you see the difference between this corner of the building and this one? The optical change of when he moves the camera, it gives you that kind of a fish-eyed look. Almost like a little bit out of balance. It's because this is a small miniature set giving you the illusion of being a big city, and it's not, because you can see nothing in the background. There's nothing there. It's fake background. Then you're gonna see the other video back here playing, which is totally separate. You can see the demarcation line right there. Totally separate video. In fact, you can see it's all gray. There's no, the scaling's wrong, in fact, if you just look. And then wait for the explosion. And then it comes from below. And to put the final nail in the coffin, the bomb, the explosion, the pyrotechnics exploded here. 57-2. That's your double seven, your 14. And your five, your double seven, if you want that. We can go into five, i.e. either being man or man-made. It's your star. And you know that your star, once you look into your star, everything else is included. This is a lie. If you repeat that anyone died or anyone got hurt in Gaza, in Israel, from a bus bombing, from anything, you're a liar. Fact. Full stop.